This is St. Louis Public Radio. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to a retired biology professor at the University of Missouri. George Smith is the first University of Missouri researcher to win an award from the Swedish Academy. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke to Smith about what it means to receive the highest honor for scientific research.
So, Dr. Smith, congrats on winning the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. What were you
doing, and
what was your reaction when you got that call?
Well, I actually got up. The call came at about 4:30 this morning, but I'd already gotten up maybe 10 after 4. I was on my way down to make coffee, and this call came through. You know, it's a kind of common prank for your friends to put on a fake Swedish accent and tell you that you won.
Really?
I thought maybe it was a joke, but the line was so scratchy and you know, with so much interference, I figured, nah, it's probably not one of my friends. They wouldn't have such a bad connection.
Wow, Nobel Prize pranks. Who knew?
Oh, yeah, well, right.
So you won the prize for developing a method called phage display. Can you briefly explain what that is?
The phage display is one of a number of technologies where you can take huge collections of random antibodies, and it allows you to select out of that huge collection, all unsorted, all just mixed together in one test tube, to select out of that huge collection the very rare antibodies that bind to your target receptor. So it's a receptor, let's say, that might be involved in cancer. So an antibody against that receptor might alter the course of cancer, say.
So what does it mean for you to win the Nobel Prize?
Well, I've been retired for 3 years, and it would have been nice if I got the prize like 10 years ago, so a whole bunch of grant proposals that didn't get funded probably would have gotten funded, and I might have had a more blossoming end to my career. But
that's one way to spend the prize money, I suppose, right?
Well, no, it's not the money. The money is, there's not that much money, frankly. It's not nearly enough to fund a lab, let's put it that way. but I think I would have been much more successful in, you know, like having a more productive lab at the time. I don't think it'll make much difference now. I'm not in the lab. I've really pretty much shut down my lab. I think my life will pretty much go on as it has in the last 3 years.
I was wondering, you know, what attracted you to scientific research to begin with?
Oh, I just think it's in, say my DNA. I think I just have a natural inclination and taste for the kinds of things that biology did. And especially when I went to college, which is in 1959, my little college, Haverford College, had only 3 biology professors, and that really suited me to a T because it was kind of like mathematical, and I kind of liked that too. At the time when I was in college, the genetic code was first being elucidated. That is, we didn't know the genetic code at all when I first went to college, and by the time I was done, it was completely known. But the genetic code is this kind of mathematical relationship between DNA and the proteins that DNA encode, and those proteins are what, you know, the main workhorses of the body. So this idea that you could simplify fundamental central core of biology in this kind of mathematical way was just very attractive to me.